This is Jason Anderson, director of the Compline Choir. As we celebrate 65 years of praying and chanting the office of Compline at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, we share with you this podcast of the office of Compline, recorded live by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
The Compline Choir and St. Mark's Cathedral acknowledge that we gather on the traditional land of the first people of Seattle, the Duwamish people, who are still here, and we honor with gratitude the land itself and the life of the Coast Salish tribe. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die.
Give judgment for me, O God.
As it was in the beginning,
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who hath made heaven and earth.
Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God.
We confess to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16.
How shall a young man cleanse his way?
By keeping to your words. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commandments. I treasure your promise in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Instruct me in your statutes. With my lips will I recite all the judgments of your love. I have taken greater delight in the way of your decrees than in all manner of riches. I will meditate on your commandments and give attention to your ways. My delight is in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, who is graciously and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I come.
this service is drop, drop, slow tears.
Keep me as the apple of thine eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us, O Lord,
while we into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing. Grant unto thy people that they may love the thing which thou commandest, and desire that which thou dost promise, that so, among the sundry and manifold changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve thy sick servants, Teresa, Dennis, Brenda, Sam, and Sean, and give thy power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that they may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are weary by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may repose upon thy eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The anthem this evening is the setting of the Lamentations of Jeremiah by Alfonso Ferrabosco, the Younger. Here beginneth the Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah. Aleph. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become. She that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the cities, has become a vassal. Bet. She weeps bitterly in the night, tears on her cheeks, Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Email. Judah has gone into exile because of affliction and hard servitude. She dwells now among the nations, but finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, turn thee to the Lord thy God.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, recorded live at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.